Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Ten Teacups, written by Carter Dixon and read by John Telfer. Introduction. This introduction includes discussion of some of the early plot points in the following novel, so new listeners may prefer to treat it as an afterword. The Ten Teacups, known in the US as The Peacock Feather Murders, by Carter Dixon, the rather transparent alias of John Dixon Carr, was first published in 1937. It appeared at a time when Golden Age detective fiction had reached a peak of ingenuity, and the quality of Carr's own writing was at its height. This is a classic impossible crime mystery, with two distinct and equally baffling puzzles to solve. The first concerns a death by shooting in a locked and guarded room. The second involves murder by stabbing, committed by an invisible murderer. The police are naturally baffled. Luckily, Sir Henry Merivale is on hand to solve the mysteries. More than 40 years after the book's first appearance, the American writer Edward D. Hock, himself a gifted exponent of the locked room mystery, compiled an anthology of locked room mystery stories called All But Impossible, 1981, and invited a group of experts to vote for their 10 favourite examples of the form. In The Final Reckoning, The Ten Teacups was deemed to be the 10th best mystery of all time. 3 of the top 5 were, perhaps unsurprisingly, also written by Carr. Given that even in those days more than 1,000 locked room mysteries had been published, this was extraordinarily high praise. Nor was the result a fluke. In 2007, a French enthusiast, Roland Lacourbe, assembled another group of like-minded commentators to name the 99 best locked room mystery novels. Again, The Ten Teacups was among the titles selected. The opening premise of the story is wonderfully enticing. Chief Inspector Humphrey Masters of Scotland Yard receives a cryptic message, typed and anonymous, which reads, "There will be 10 teacups at No. 4 Berwick Terrace, W8, on Wednesday, July the 31st, at 5 p.m. precisely. The presence of the Metropolitan Police is respectfully requested." A note from a crank? So it might seem, but Masters takes it very seriously. What troubles him so much is that the reference to 10 teacups has disturbing echoes of an unsolved murder that occurred 2 years earlier. On that occasion, after the police received a similar...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?